In Mexico, the most notorious drug trafficking suspect in government custody is talking. Mexican federal police and prosecutors have been interrogating the man, nicknamed La Barbie, since his recent arrest. They say La Barbie, whose real name is Edgar Valdez Villarreal, has been a fountain of information, and the authorities have shared his comments with the rest of the country. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Mexico City.
Edgar Valdez was one of Mexico's most wanted men. The 37-year-old worked his way up through the ranks of the Sinaloan cartel of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman when the Beltran-Leyva brothers split from El Chapo in 2008. Valdez went with them. Valdez ran a group of enforcers known as Los Negros, who, according to Mexican officials, used deadly force to keep their dealers, mules, and rivals in line.
Valdez Villarreal, de 37 años de edad, originario de Estados Unidos.
On August 31st, Valdez was paraded in front of the media at the Mexican Federal Police headquarters in Mexico City. Ramon Pequeño Garcia, the head of the anti-drug division of the Mexican Federal Police, described Valdez as one of the most important narcotics traffickers in the country, with operations across Mexico. Valdez was still wearing the green Ralph Lauren polo shirt he'd been arrested in the day before.
Información de inteligencia señala que la Barbie traficaba una tonelada de cocaína mensualmente.
Pequeño Garcia says Valdez was moving a ton of cocaine a month through Mexico into the United States. After Valdez's arrest, the Mexican Federal Police released several videotapes of Valdez talking openly about what he refers to as his work, transporting narcotics. Valdez also trashes his rivals and dishes dirt on some of the most powerful drug lords in Mexico. Arturo Beltran Leyva, he says, was a serious cocaine addict.
Yo sé que me quería matar cuando andaba malo, cuando andaba drogado, me quería matar y cuando no, me hablaba bien.
Whenever he was high, he wanted to kill me, Valdez says, of the drug lord who was known as the boss of bosses. When he wasn't high, we got along well. Arturo Beltran Leyva was killed in a massive firefight with Mexican Marines at a luxury condominium complex in Cuernavaca last December. Valdez says Arturo called him in the midst of the gun battle.
Dice que estaba rodeado, que iban a pelear.
He said he was surrounded and asked me to send in reinforcements, Valdez says. But he didn't. And after Arturo Beltran Leyva was killed, Valdez took over much of his former boss's turf. In the days following Valdez's arrest, several of his top operatives in Morelos were also arrested, and authorities located two mass graves allegedly used as dumping grounds by La Barbie. In addition, two of the six people arrested with Valdez, according to prosecutors, have offered to become state's witnesses against him.
Nuevas revelaciones de La Barbie.
The Barbie tapes have fascinated the media here for days. The edited statements of the alleged drug lord cover crime, beauty queens, even the shooting in January of professional soccer star Salvador Cabañas. Valdez says his colleague JJ did it. Valdez also offers insight into the current drug war that's left tens of thousands of people dead over the last 3 years. He blames the violence on Mexico's top drug lord, the Sinaloan cartel's El Chapo Guzman.
Yo lo que sé, que El Chapo le metió gente.
Valdez says there was a meeting in Cuernavaca in 2007 where the top leadership of some of the country's most powerful drug traffickers agreed to a non-aggression pact. But Valdez says El Chapo broke the deal in 2008 when he tried to take over the Juarez cartel's base across from El Paso, Texas.
Pues la gente abajo la que me decía que no, y pues se pelearon la gente de abajo. La gente del Chapo con ellos y así comenzaron a pelear.
Valdez's lawyer in Houston says all the videotaped declarations by La Barbie are from a script that Mexican federal police stuck in front of his client. However, the beefy former high school football star from Laredo doesn't look like he's reading from a script. Still in handcuffs, he squirms in his seat and his eyes dart about the room. At one point, he calls the rival Zetas filth and says even the Zetas' mothers don't love them. Most of the other drug kingpins who've been brought down during President Felipe Calderón's drug war have either been killed or have been less talkative. Officials say they believe Valdez's arrest could help them unravel other parts of Mexico's massive criminal networks. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.